Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
That's the Amazing Science Emporium weekdays right around 2:30 here on WCBE. That's listener-supported, 90.5 FM, WCBE Columbus. We're live in studio with Diane Birch. Hello.
Hi.
So great to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And she'll perform tonight at the Newport. Doors are at 7 o'clock, and this tour kicks off today in Columbus. And it's all with Matt Kearney, I think, on this
yes.
whole run.
Yeah, yeah. We're opening up for him, so we're very excited.
And you guys go on right around 8 o'clock? Is that the deal?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see what's going on with this debut album of yours. Lots been busy, lots of things happening, TV and all sorts of shows, going to Japan. So I'll ask you a little bit about that after this first song. What are you going to do?
Thank you. This is Nothing But a Miracle.
Gonna bring you back to me now.
beautiful. Diane Birch, live from Studio A, Nothing But a Miracle. And it's off the CD Bible Belt, your first on S-Curve Records. And talk about the production and the owner of and how you all got together and did the process in New York and New Orleans.
Yes. Steve signed me, back in 2007, I guess now, the end of 2007. And then we started recording in March, and he just got together a bunch of really amazing players. And we tried to cut as much of it live as we could, and it was amazing.
And this just has been released in the last couple of months, I believe.
But yeah, June 2nd was the release date.
June 2nd, and I saw you on Letterman. You've been on the Today Show. What was Letterman like for you? Is that the first television, debut? Or
no,
was
it wasn't. It wasn't. It was probably about, I guess, the third or so, fourth maybe, I don't know. But it was great. I mean, we were all kind of, very excited to be there and kept pinching ourselves and looking over at, David to my left and Paul Shaver to my right. I was like, this is really crazy. But it was great. We had a great time.
Now, do you guys get to meet David, as you know? I know him personally, yeah.
Well, Dave and I.
We go back. But does he just come out like what you see at the end and he greets?
Yeah, that was really the first time I met him, and it was... I didn't actually realize that was on the show. I thought that was like off air. So I was like fumbling around trying to feel my legs and
But it's in your mid-20s now, right?
Or
getting way up there. But you've done so much, and congratulations on first release. And talk about when you first started playing piano. Was it in your father's involvement with the church and things like that?
The two things didn't really have anything to do with each other. But my dad is a preacher, and I grew up in church, and that kind of influenced my music quite a bit. But I did start playing classical piano when I was 7. So,
And born in the States, but you've traveled, you've been to many places. Moving around, talk about your moving around to all the different places in Africa.
My parents are South African, and I happened to be born when my parents were living in America for a short period of time. And about 6 months after I was born, we moved to Zimbabwe, where we lived there about 5 years, and then South Africa, and then Australia, and then America when I was about 10. We moved to Oregon.
So you couldn't wait to get back to the States, right? Is that what, am I right with that?
Well, I mean, I just had this really, awesome idea of America. And, when you don't live in America, I think you really, you always have this kind of magical idea of it, Disneyland and all that kind of stuff. So I was really excited to move to America. Yeah, I mean, I love all the places I lived, and I have a real bond with Africa that I'll probably always have. But, I think America is a good place for me to be at this point.
Yeah, and you had something in mind. You were kind of striving towards that, to be here and to release a record here. But going all over the place now to play this music that you've created, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's a great opportunity to be able to travel around and play music for people that want to listen to it. So,
and Japan, it was just released over there, and this is the first time you guys you've been here. I'm not sure about everybody in the room, but Japan.
I've never been to Japan. I'm so excited. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
So this tour with Matt Kearney lasts for how long?
I think it's about a month. I think we're going to be. I think the end of October is kind of when we wrap it up, and then the Japan tour starts in December.
Well, good. Good. Yeah. It's Diane Birch live from Studio A today, and I'll ask you to introduce these great players over here, too, as well, after this next song, and a great harmony is going on as well. And doors are at 7 o'clock tonight. Diane Birch goes on first, and then Matt Kearney. We'll take caller number 3 right now for a pair of tickets at 821-9223. Tell us a little bit about this next one you're going to do for us.
This song's called Ariel. I wrote it when my boyfriend was in China about a year and a half ago. And we were basically just using the internet as a way to communicate. And we were iChatting and Skyping. And, the screen was very blurry pretty much all the time. And so it was hard to kind of tell, when he'd say, I miss you. It's like, but I can't see. I can't tell. The screen's all pixelated. it was about 6 weeks. I was sort of alone and, stirring around in my head. And you question things and the strength of your love and all that kind of stuff. And so, I wrote this song in my sadness, not to depress everyone.
Ariel.
trying to free the bird inside this cage. I got news today that you're gonna go see the Great Wall of China. I guess I'll see all the pictures on your page. Now I can tell the reason from the riddle and the rhyme. I can see the feelings on your mind. You know it feels like we're only living under the same sky. When the clock strikes 11:59.
Another great one from Diane Birch, live from Studio A with Arielle. And her debut album is entitled Bible Belt. It's on S-Curve Records, and DianeBirch.com is her website. And she'll perform tonight at the Newport. Doors are at 7 o'clock, and she'll go on right around 8-ish. I think you guys said. And then Matt Kearney will perform. Well, we want to thank you all for coming in today and performing. It's been great, and we were really looking forward to it, and we just want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. And, yeah, my amazing band here is Alex Foot on the imaginary guitar. Jay Foot is on the imaginary bass. And Josh Dion on the tambourine, and he plays a lovely drum set also. And Eric Bloom on the flute, horn, and trumpet.
And the vocal instruments as well.
And their lovely voices, yes. They play multiple instruments.
Well, thank you very much. And we want to try to fit one more in. And
sure.
Again, the show is tonight at the Newport. Doors are at 7 o'clock. What's this last one you're going to do?
This is Valentino.
Great.